From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The giant hedge fund SAC Capital Advisors pleaded not guilty today to insider trading after federal prosecutors filed criminal charges yesterday. SAC was indicted on 4 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of wire fraud. Authorities say founder Stephen Cohen and other executives failed to prevent insider trading between 1999 and 2010. Here is George Venizelos, the head of the FBI's New York office.
SAC Capital and its management fostered a culture of permissiveness. To be blunt, SAC, through the actions and inactions of its management, not only tolerated cheating, it encouraged it.
8 former SAC employees were mentioned in the criminal indictment, though Stephen Cohen has not been charged. A spokesman for the fund says SAC has never encouraged, promoted, or tolerated insider trading. And we'll have to wait and see what happens on that story. But while we're talking business news, there has been a big debate this week about who should replace Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke when his term ends in January. He hasn't formally announced he's leaving, but it's widely expected that he will not stay on. And the race to succeed him looks like it is closing in between 2 well-known economists, Larry Summers and Janet Yellen. Joining us now to discuss is Marty Schenker, executive editor for Top News at Bloomberg News. Marty, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, the case for Larry Summers. He helped President Obama when he was chair of the White House Council on Economic Advisers after the financial crisis. He, of course, also was the sometimes controversial head of Harvard University. He was Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton. What's the case for him?
Well, a lot of people feel that he has international standing and an understanding of the way institutions interact with each other through his experience in dealing with the global crisis in 2008. Plus, he has a personal relationship with President Obama, and most Fed chairmen do have a personal relationship with the president that appoints them.
And what about Janet Yellen? She was the head of the San Francisco Fed. Now she is the vice chair, right? And she would be the first woman chair of the Fed if she replaces Bernanke.
Not only would she be the first woman, she'd be the first number 2 vice chairman of the Fed ever to be elevated to the chairman's spot. So she would be setting 2 precedents. She was widely regarded, highly regarded by her peers. In a poll we did of economists in June, she was the choice of 65% of the economists that follow the Fed. So she's an esteemed academic, and she has a large intellectual base on which to work. So she is well regarded.
And Summers and Yellen are the 2 everybody's talking about, but those aren't the only choices.
The Obama administration today, through a spokesperson, said they are not anywhere near deciding who they're going to choose if Bernanke decides he does not want to be reappointed. And there could be dark horses in a lot of places. Roger Ferguson, who was a Fed vice chairman, is one of those who could emerge.
So, Marty, if you were to make a bet at this point about what would happen, and there are a lot of people who really have strong feelings on especially both sides of the Yellen-Summers fight, what would you say?
Well, I have at least a 50% chance of being wrong, so it's just as soon not predict. But I will say that whoever they choose will probably be someone they're confident can be confirmed without a battle.
Marty Schenker, executive editor at Bloomberg News, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. See you, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.